IWRadio.com. Our guests today include Mules football coach Justin Townsend. We'll talk about that big win Thursday night at Christopher. Lions football coach Joe Rivers will join us, and we'll speak with Darren Kennard of WSIL-TV on this edition of Sports Talk. Now, here's Derek Dunn.
And a good morning to you, sports fans, 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Welcome to Sports Talk. I'm Derek Dunn. We've got lots to cover on the show today. Let's check those scores from last night. In high school football action in the Black Diamond, it was Edwards County over Carmi-White County 12-6. Cesar Valier over El Dorado 28-16. It was Johnston City over Vianna-Gorville 16-6. Little Illini Conference, it was Red Hill over Alney Ridgeway County in a low-scoring affair, 8-7. Robinson doubled up over Flora, 24-12. It was Newton over Casey Westfield, 21-7. And Paris blanked Lawrenceville, 63-0. Southern Illinois, Red River, it was Pickneyville over Benton, 23-20. Boonville, Indiana over Harrisburg, 34-0. It was Nashville over Trenton Westquin, 54-0. Elsewhere, it was Princeton, Indiana over Mount Carmel, 14-6. It was Highland over Marion, 49-14, and Mount Vernon over Troy Triad, 25-17. In fact, for Mount Vernon, the Rams, that win actually broke a 23-game losing streak. So the Rams get a nice win over Troy Triad. Also, Major League Baseball scores last night. It was Detroit over St. Louis, 5-3. Now, the Chicago Cubs and Nationals game yesterday, it was rained out. They will play a doubleheader today. The Los Angeles Angels beat the Chicago White Sox 5-2. Cincinnati over San Diego, 12-6. It was Pittsburgh over Miami, 5-3. Milwaukee doubled up over San Francisco, 4-2. Now, the games played last night, These next three games are important because of the National League wild card. I do have the updated standings for that. It was the Los Angeles Dodgers over Colorado 4-2, Arizona beat Atlanta 5-3, and Philadelphia over the New York Mets 4-3. I mentioned the NL wild card race. The Milwaukee Brewers are a game and a half ahead of St. Louis. St. Louis second in the NL wild card, but right behind the Cardinals, you got the Dodgers that are a game back behind them. The D-backs, two games back, followed by the Philadelphia Phillies, three and a half games back. So that's the latest in terms of the NL wildcard standings. NCAA football action, only one ranked team played last night. That was 16th-ranked TCU. They beat SMU 42-12. You are listening to Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWRadio.com. Mark Turner, he'll be chatting with Mules football coach Justin Townsend next.
Now is the time to close out your swimming pool, and Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods is the best choice to get the job done. They'll winterize your pool right down to putting the cover on your summer fun. Also, it's clearance time for the grills at Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods with a special on the Phoenix Stainless Steel Non-Flame-Up Propane Grill, now only $575 plus tax. That's at Wayne White Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays 8 to noon.
With the housing market picking up and rates so low, now is the perfect time to purchase the home of your dreams. Hi, this is Sarah Moll, mortgage originator from People's National Bank. As your home for home loans, People's National Bank has personal service and quick turnarounds to help you get in the home of your dreams. Stop by and see me, Sarah Moll, or apply online at peoplesnationalbank.com today. People's National Bank, your home for home loans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval.
Treat your family to better meals. Make a shopping trip to Farmer's Packing east of Albion for a large selection of meats and cheeses. Butterfly pork chops are only $3.69 a pound. Rotisserie pork loins are just $4.99 a pound, or half a hog for $250. Try out some of their cinnamon rolls, pies, or fruit dumplings, now available. Just a few of the great buys right now at Farmer's Packing east of Albion on Highway 15. Phone 445-3822.
Coach Justin Townsend has joined us, and Coach, how tough is it to get a team ready to play when you move a game up a day?
Well, it's just it's kind of a crazy week in general. The week after Labor Day, kids aren't in school on Monday. We usually try to give them a weekend, and we come in Monday late afternoon, and you know, so that's always an adventure when the kids aren't in school and they've been riding four-wheelers and whatnot, all, you know. So, you know, it's hard to get things going. We get it going, you know, and then, you know, Tuesday we're back into it, and then they start talking about Wednesday about 2 o'clock about moving this game up, and you got to kind of flip the script practice-wise because, you know, we had conditioned really hard Monday, Tuesday, and just kind of put it upon ourselves to really kind of take that next level, getting in shape and getting ready to play for the remainder of the season. So, you know, when they flipped the script on us and said that we were going to play tonight, first of all, I was all for it. I'm a big believer in being proactive. And, yeah, we had a delay and, you know, we, you know, called the game off after halftime, but that's fine. I mean, that's, you know, CZR is going to continue to get better. And the big thing is we didn't want anybody to get hurt. You know, the field was starting to deteriorate a little bit, and the game was out of hand. So, to answer your question, yeah, I mean, it's a process, and it kind of, but the good thing is we got it in, and now we're kind of ahead of the game. Everybody else is trying to get their game in tomorrow or Saturday or maybe even Monday. So I feel pretty good about things, obviously.
You had to be kind of second-guessing the decision to move it up to Thursday when you got here, and it's raining cats and dogs, and there's water standing everywhere.
Right, and, you know, I thought that we had a window – 7 to 8:30, 7 to 9, and then the storm kept on doing all kinds of crazy things, you know, and we even started a little bit early, and but you know, fortunately for us, we were able to get it in, and you know, people are going to be scrambling, I think, for officials over the weekend. So it is important for us to come down here and take care of business. You know, that was the big thing with us coming off a big win last week. We wanted to come down here, execute, and I thought we did that for the most part. I think we had the one bobble exchange with Wyatt and Alec, but other than that, I think we took care of the football pretty well. We were able to shuffle in and out defensive fronts, and so I thought our execution was pretty good, and we accomplished what we wanted to come out of here with a win and fairly healthy.
Let's talk about Reese Lee a little bit. WSIL TV co-player of the week, and he just picked up where he left off last week.
Co-player of the week, tremendous honor. I don't think we've ever had anybody recognized. I don't know how long they've been doing that award. I know at least a couple of years. So very, very good accomplishment by him. And he picked up where he left off last week and read a nice bubble screen and just took it out of the kid's hands and took it back to the house.
And you look at Dylan Hefner as well. He really stepped it up big tonight, especially on that first drive. You guys start on the 10-yard line after the penalty on the opening kickoff. And then Dylan just sets the tone, first play of the ball game by rumbling for a first down.
Yeah, and we wanted to get him going. You know, teams have really been packing the box, try to shut him down. And for the most part, teams have held him in check. So we wanted to get him going. And as we got him going, they really started to condense more and more guys, 11, you know, 10, 9, 11 guys in the box, and kind of open up things on the perimeter for us. And that's where you know, Reese and Wyatt continued to take over for us.
And then you opened up the playbook just a little bit, went to that spread offense. Nice pass from Alec over to Cade Carter.
Yeah, I'd like to get Cade involved in the offense. We just know that down the road we're going to have to be able to throw the football. We got athletes that we want to try to get the ball in space. And, you know, quite frankly, if we can run it in these conditions, we can run it in any condition. So we just want to be, you know, we want to be more than what we are in the wing offense. We want to be able to do some other things in the spread, and it's important that you run those in game situations and not just in practice.
And now you take a little bit of time off and you turn your thoughts toward Hamilton County as you come back home next week.
Yeah, Hamilton County's got a good junior class. That's their class that they think maybe can take them to the next level. And, you know, they're coming off a big win last week against Johnston City. We're up 18-0, I think, at half in that game. So sounded like they were in control most of the game and kind of held on to win. And Coach Rush is a great coach, and I'm sure they'll be prepped and ready for us. And it's going to be good to be back at home. And you know, hopefully we can utilize this extra day to kind of rest our bodies. We had some guys still a little dinged up from Chester last week. I mean, it was a physical game. And, you know, with the way that we practice Monday, Tuesday, and then they, you know, we decided to play the game on Thursday, I'm sure we got some guys that are wore out right now. And we're just going to rest up this weekend, going to prep for the Foxes and be ready to go next week at the train yard.
All right. No Friday football game. What do you do?
I'm going to go scout. I'm going to go watch Cesar El Dorado. Hopefully they have it. And I think Coach Lyons will probably go watch make the short 20-minute trip up to over to Albion and watch Carmi Edwards County. So we're going to take advantage of that.
Enjoy the weekend, Coach. Appreciate it. Congratulations on the W. Coach Justin Townsend, Mules get a 52-0 win over Christopher Ziegler Royalton. And that game is called at halftime due to field conditions.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. The Mules are now 3-0 on the year. Now, the only other undefeated team that is 3-0 besides Fairfield is Sussex Valier. They beat El Dorado last night 28-16. In fact, Fairfield will be taking on Sussex Valier on the road in Week 9. Now, over to the east, Dave Rigg. He talked with Edwards County Lions coach Joe Rivers following last night's game with Carmine White County, where the Lions got a nice win. That interview is next. Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. The Wabash General Hospital Sports Medicine Department is the official sports medical staff to provide certified athletic trainers for many sporting events this year, including this one. These trainers provide the Fairfield Mules many services, including injury prevention, training, emergency training, clinical diagnosis, therapeutic intervention, and rehabilitation of injuries and medical conditions. Full-time certified athletic trainer Sarah Turner works under the direction of some of the finest orthopedic surgeons and practitioners at Wabash General Hospital. Not only does Wabash General Hospital Sports Medicine Department care for the athletes on the field tonight, they can also help you with a rehabilitation or fitness and workout regimen. With clinics in Mount Carmel, Fairfield, Carmine, and Lawrenceville, the Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery Department look forward to this opportunity to provide these services to both our student athletes as well as to all our weekend warriors.
Ram Power Days are here at Le Mans Chrysler in Fairfield. Now through September 30th, get in on huge Ram truck savings. The all-new award-winning 19 Ram is at Le Mans with savings up to $11,473. You heard correctly. Save up to $11,473. Le Mans also has amazing deals on remaining new 18 Ram trucks in stock. Le Mans prices always include destination and everyone qualifies. Le Mans Chrysler, 412 East Main in Fairfield and LeMansOnline.com. You'll like the way we do business.
Edwards County, they moved their Friday night game up with Carmine White County up a half hour at 6:30 instead of 7. However, though, there were weather delays that delayed the start of the game. However, both teams were able to take the field and play. Dave Rigg spoke with Lion coach Joe Rivers after the game.
Rivers and Joe, come on over here closer here to my microphone. What a win tonight.
Yeah, it was a good win, a good team win. I felt like we probably should have salted it away a little earlier than we did and made it a little nerve-wracking at the end, but we got it done.
Tell us about the weather tonight. How do you think that was a big factor in any way for the offense or defense of Edwards County?
No, I don't think it played anything for any. I mean, both teams had to deal with it. Both teams dealt with the delay. I don't think it caused any difference for anybody.
And that's a good thing. At least we finally got the game in.
Yeah, absolutely. I didn't want to play again on Monday.
And you know, really, when I think back on it, there really weren't that many footballs that got loose with the field had to be really wet out there.
Yeah, our field's in pretty good shape, though. I mean, our grass is in pretty good shape. We did a lot of work to it last year. So, you know, not last year, the year before last, we planted a lot of seed out there. And so I think our grass is holding up pretty good. We don't have a lot of mud holes or rain water standing anywhere. We didn't fumble the ball. I think we had maybe put it on the ground once, maybe twice.
Once or twice. Maybe
yeah, and we got two interceptions, and I think they had three or four turnovers that we caused. So, you know, it may have played some factor in them, but I don't think it hurt us too bad.
I'm kind of hesitant to really point out any of our players because we really had so many of our players tonight contribute in big ways.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there was guys all across the board. Joe Richards played great in the secondary. Jordan Brock played great in the secondary. Ryan St. Ledger did. I mean, everybody did. Martin Smitler played a whale of a game at middle linebacker. Hunter Mabry was all over the field. Both of our defensive ends at most of the time were in great position and did great things as well. So, you know, everybody on the defense did a great job. Adam Grimes was in the backfield several times making plays. There's not a kid on our team that wasn't contributing tonight for sure.
Well, the best way to stop a good passing game is to be a good rush, and we had that tonight. I mean, we had that Pugsley running out for his life most of the evening.
Yeah, we did, and our coverage was pretty good. I mean, we had the one penalty called on Jordan
Which
Rock
I
at the end.
With.
Yeah, it was close. So I'm not going to fuss too much about it one way or the other. I didn't like it at that point of the game because it makes us nervous for sure getting them that close. But you know, it was bang bang. can't complain too much about that.
Well, another thing we got to mention is the Lions came up with big plays at big times in this game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, these kids, you know, this group of seniors, this group of juniors have been winners since they were fourth graders, and they've always found a way to win. So I trust that they will, and they, you know, they're doing that.
And you got to be pleased with the offense tonight. We've talked about the defense so far, and rightly so, because it was a good defensive effort tonight to hold this Carmine team to 6 points. But our offense was good tonight.
Yeah, we did a good job. We sustained some drives. You know, there's always things to get better at. We had, I think there were three different times tonight, a play that I called. The running backs or the quarterback one went the wrong direction, you know, some like, you know, little things like that just drive you nuts. But, you know, we still got to get better. I told the kids after the game, hey, we're 2-1. Working our way to 3-1, and you know, we got to get better this week. We got to continue to work hard and get better, because there's still plenty of areas that we're not great at yet. We need to get better.
Another thing that impressed me was not very many penalty flags against us this week as compared to previous weeks.
Yes, that is correct.
And I'm talking about against the players.
Okay? Yeah, that is definitely correct. Yeah, I think we only had one in the first week. Last week we had several, and then this week we didn't have very many tonight either. So, yeah, we've done a pretty good job playing clean games, you know, and that's just hard work and practice, working on, you know, paying attention and just working on things like that, paying attention to what's going on and what the snap count is and things like that, and not jumping off sides. I think we drew them off sides.
Yeah, at least twice.
And we did it at big times. So, you know, and we called it on the sideline, sent it in, and got them to jump off sides, give us a first down or whatever. So it was, yeah, good job.
And is that standard using a hard count that's causing those jumping off sides?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's also us, our guy up on top and us noticing that they're trying to jump our snap count. You know, we're watching, we're like, wow, to stop it, you know.
Well, let's give credit to these coaches that contribute to this win tonight. I mean, we talk about Russ Gerlach, the defensive coordinator, but you've got some other guys upstairs that help too.
Every one of these guys, I couldn't do any of this without them. They are everything to me. Russ does a great job defensively. He is a fantastic coach, basketball, football, wherever you put him. He studies it, and he gets better at it. Jonathan Hinton is a real student of every game that he coaches. He loves to watch film and study things and figure out where to go, what to do in certain situations. Michael Snydel, you know, same way. They love to watch film. They love to figure out what they're doing. Coach Moss, he can fix anything in a snap. You know, he does a great job just taking care of getting guys – keeping guys' equipment operational and keeping guys back on the sidelines and giving encouragement when needed. And, you know, they all do great things in different areas, and I couldn't ask for better.
Well, let's give some credit, too, to our fans tonight. I mean, I figured when it's going to be raining like this, even though the Shriners are putting on the game tonight, a lot of people are just not going to brave this rain. But we had a pretty good-sized crowd for the weather.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we thought – I was really upset when we got the couple delays. I thought, man, it's really going to cut their gate down. And it's important to all of us that the kids at the Shriners Hospital get some money and, you know, that we make a solid donation to them. Sorry. And and I was a little worried that we weren't going to have a big gate, and it ended up being a pretty good crowd. So pretty pleased with that.
Well, and this win tonight is going to really increase the interest in Edwards County football. And we're on the road next week. But I think we've got, three, maybe four home games coming up here as the season progresses?
Yeah, we've got four home games left. Yes, correct.
So that's going to increase the interest, and we're going to see bigger crowds out here back in this exciting football. Because I think we do have an exciting football team.
We're definitely that, for sure. We're exciting. You know, we never know what we're going to do at times. But, yeah, we're pretty exciting. And, yeah, I hope the crowds continue to increase. As these kids continue to win games, I hope more people come out and see us.
Now, next week, we're on the road again, going down to Christopher. Do you know much about the Christopher team we're coming up against next week?
You know, last year, their sophomore group was a pretty solid group. I think our JV, we beat them, but it was like by one score maybe or something. It was a fairly close game. They throw the ball around almost all the time, it seems like. Kind of a pro-style offense, which you would expect. You know, I don't know what happened this week, with Thursday night, but apparently they just – the game was over at halftime. I don't know what happened
52
there.
52-0. Right. They said field conditions is all I know.
Yeah, that's – yeah, I don't know what happened exactly. So I'm not sure exactly what we're going to run into down there. you know, we'll go down there and run the ball and do what we do, and I'm sure we'll be fine. We'll work hard and get better this week, and we'll go face them.
And did we come out of the game without any significant injuries, I hope?
Yeah, I don't think anybody's hurt. Cade hurt his – You know, he's got the, he dislocated his shoulder last week. They put it back in, put a brace on it, and then the brace caused pain, get pulled back on his arm to kind of keep it from doing that again, and it caused an issue in his tricep. So Dr. Miller looked at it at halftime and kind of took care of him there and said, he's all right. So he came back in and played, you know, probably 50% of the time in the second half. So we'll work on trying to get him healthy as we move forward.
And Joe Richards was able to play after having a big injury last week, and he contributed in big time too.
Yeah, two interceptions. He played a great game, no question about it. He had several tackles on the edge. Joe did a great job for sure. And, yeah, his injuries healed up quite nicely. He's just slightly sore just in general, and I think by, you know, another week he'll be back to 100%.
So we've talked about a lot of players, but it definitely was a team effort here tonight.
Oh, yeah. I told those guys when the Shriners Trophy was given out, Hunter played a whale of a game, but that trophy belonged to all of them. They, you know, they all – and even the guys that didn't play a lot were standing here on the sideline the entire second half chanting and, you know, trying to keep guys encouraged and up. And that's important. You got to have all the guys be a part of it.
Well, congratulations, Joe. A big win here tonight over Carmine White County, 12-6. And congratulations on restoring enthusiasm in the Edwards County football program. Great job.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, that's head coach Joe Rivers of the Edwards County Lions, and that's Sports Talk. I'm Dave Rivers.
Coming up next, Mark Turner. He'll speak with Darren Kennard of WSIL-TV. You're listening to Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com.
Is your home trapped in a time warp? Looks like it's time to buy new furniture. Come to Rush Appliance and Furniture with two locations to serve you. We can furnish your entire home. We carry furniture for every room in your house, whether you need a new bedroom set, mattresses, a living room sofa, or even a formal dining room table. No need to go to a big box store for your appliances. From ranges and refrigerators to deep freezers, dishwashers, and more, we have all the appliances you need. Stop in and see what's new today.
You heard it right. Citizens National Bank of Albion is one of the fastest growing financial institutions, and for good reason. We make it easier than ever for you to set up a new account. Take advantage of our deposit banking products and secure mobile banking. You can even earn cash back and watch the money grow. And need a loan for a new vehicle, home, business, or farm? Come in and talk to our banking professionals in Albion, Crossville, Mount Airy, Olney, Bridgeport, or Lawrenceville today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile tread wear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday morning. Mule senior Reese Lee, he was named co-player of the week by WSIL-TV from his week two performance against Chester. Lee had a great game. He rushed for 117 yards on 10 carries and had two touchdowns. He also scored twice on interception returns, matching a school record set in 1994. Mark Turner spoke with Darren Kennard of WSIL-TV about the honor.
The co-player of the week for Reese Lee, what was the determining factor?
Well, I think when you have a situation like the performance that he had, we actually had five outstanding performances this week that we put up for our candidates for Player of the Week, and then we put that up for a vote, and folks go online and they vote, and Reese was able to, and the young man from Heron, Jackson Yates, who had a fantastic week as well, record-setting week in Heron, they both ended up with the same percentage, so we ended up with co-players of the week. And so I get to make two stops today handing out shirts.
This is something that WSIL does every week during football season.
Yeah, it's something that we started, I believe it was the beginning of last year that we started it. And we did basketball. Actually, it may have been the previous basketball season we started. We did football for the first time last year. And so we'll do this every week. And then you know, sometimes the challenge is getting all the stats, you know, or, you know, trying to pick out the right candidates. And so, you know, we had, like I said, Coach Townsend sent me a text. He's like, hey, I've got one for you, you know. And so, you know, you get to looking, and I mean, two pick sixes and then a pretty good night on the ground, too. So certainly was a worthy candidate and a worthy winner.
You see a lot of different players and a lot of highlights throughout the year. Coming into week three, who stands out for you team-wise in Southern Illinois?
I mean, it's still early, and I think that there's an interesting variety across the classes. I think that, you know, Carbondale and Marion in 5A have gotten off to good starts. They both have tough tests this week, so we'll see how they're doing. When you look in 4A, you got Heron. It's also 2-0. And then when you get into the diamond, you got the 3-2-0 teams who I thought would be the ones that would be battling for the title at the end of the year. So not a ton has surprised me at this point. You know, I'm real interested to see the 2-2-0 matchups for us, the DeCoin-Heron, and then, of course, El Dorado and Susterville or Waltonville. So, you know, with Fairfield, this was actually going to be my first chance to see the Mules this year was, you know, is going to be tonight with the game moved up to Thursday. So it's, you know, anxious to see what your guys have to, put on the field.
All right. Darren Kennard, WSIL TV. Thanks, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's time to check the, local and area schedules here. There have been a number of, cancellations as well as postponements here. Let's go ahead and get right to it here. First off, high school volleyball. Actually, all these games are weather permitting, but a lot of them have been canceled. High school volleyball, FCHS is at the Benton tournament today. High school tennis, Fairfield Community High School at Heron, that has been canceled. Junior high softball, the Bill Bruce Memorial Tournament, that has been canceled. This one was phoned in this morning by Fred Gilbert of the Fairfield JFL. The Fairfield JFL games scheduled at Red Hill this afternoon and into the evening hours, those have been canceled. College football action at 5:30 p.m. Illinois, Fighting Illini, they're going to be taking on Western Illinois, the Leathernecks. You can hear that game on WFIW AM 1390. And 103.3 FM. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, some big games. Purdue will be taking on Eastern Michigan. Northwestern will be taking on Duke. 14th ranked Michigan, they're going to be taking on Western Michigan. 4th ranked Wisconsin, going to be taking on New Mexico. Nebraska versus Colorado. 5th ranked Ohio State, taking on Rutgers. Also, the battle for Iowa. Yeah, Iowa versus Iowa State. That's coming up today. Also, Maryland at Bowling Green. Bowling Green located over there in Ohio. Minnesota taking on Fresno State. Indiana be taking on Virginia. And 10th-ranked Penn State will be at Pittsburgh. Area-wise, SIU will be at Ole Miss. And Eastern Illinois University, they're going to be traveling to the Northwest. They're going to be taking on the Illinois State Redbirds on the road. Taking a look here at college softball action, the IECC Showdown at Wabash Valley College, that has been canceled. Also, Major League Baseball action later on this afternoon. Do have the Cardinals. They could be taking on Detroit at Detroit. You can hear that game on WOKZ 105.9. Cubs at Washington, White Sox taking on the LA Angels. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up sports talk following these words.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to the experts at Carrier. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the hometown bank's member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering EverAlert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
United Mutual Insurance Company and Grinnell Mutual celebrate area student athletes competing under the Friday night lights. They embrace the promise tomorrow holds, and we love cheering them to victory. We go for a touchdown in insurance protection and service every time. Trust in tomorrow. Contact United Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual Insurance provider today. Good luck to the Edwards County Fighting Lions. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
You are listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn here with you on a Saturday morning. Getting ready to wrap it up here. One thing I missed here, and I apologize for that, college baseball still on. As far as we know here, I've checked the Facebook page as well as the Twitter feed. Frontier Community College Bobcats Athletics supposed to be playing at Olney Central College. Going to be taking on Danville Area College over there at OCC. That game is still on. Has not yet been canceled as far as we know at this time. We'd like to remind you our website, it is WFIWradio.com. You can check out our local sports page of cancellations that I mentioned. They have been posted on there for you to be able to view. We also posted a link on our Facebook page on the WFIW Radio Facebook page. Again, we do have the rain here. Rain will be persisting today and into Sunday as well. That about wraps up this edition of Sports Talk here. I'm Derek Dunn, your host. Hope you have a wonderful weekend here. We'll see you all next Saturday here on Sports Talk.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard Saturday mornings just after 9 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW and WFIWradio.com Sports. We'll see you next week.